This is Media Labs.
Hello, everyone. How are you? We have completely missed you. So we're going to just jive today, talk about a few things, catch up on some things. And we're also going to dive in a bit to political policy. Let's get into it. Everyone, guess who is here?
Hi, it's Alice.
Our favorite girl. She is happy to be back again. She's had it pretty hectic, you know, with her life lately. We are always too happy to hear from her. My tongue today just doesn't want to do words. It's not interested today.
Well, I think today is like a Monday on a Tuesday because, like, I've been struggling all day.
It's been brutal on me today. I need it to work. But if I told her there was a penis on the way,
shut up,
it'd be ready to Stop. Go. I'm just saying. She'll start salivating and shit. She'll want to go brush her teeth and all that. I'm just saying. We'll reserve that for our new Patreon show, which will be out today. And you think that was something? Wait till we get on Patreon. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. We're in Indiana, right? So I'm going to say an expression, and only you guys in Indiana will know, but we're going to Bob and Tom this shit on Patreon. Straight up. I mean, balls to the wall. It is going to be epic on Patreon. So take your butts over there after this episode. So what did you want to ask me about? You said, I want to start with something. What you got?
Tell me what happened to you this week. Lots of fun things. Because you kind of, I listened to the episode.
Oh, you heard my explosion. I was almost in tears. I was. One of the things I didn't say in that episode, because I wanted to try to stay away from it, and I don't know exactly why I wanted to stay away from it. Maybe I was trying to comprehend it, put it together, and try to fathom it. Maybe that was what it was. So, and it's something you don't know yet, because we haven't really had time to really do a lot of chatting this week because, you know, your life has been so just on 180. And so one thing I didn't say in the article, for anyone that went to actually look at the article on Tim Kass IRL, I wouldn't recommend for anything else because he's just waiting to get his World War III. But anyway, so one of the things that it said that I did not announce was black man kills white girl because he wanted to be her. Yeah, don't look at me like that. That's what it said.
No, I know.
And so, first of all, I was trying to comprehend the title, right? I was like, is this clickbait? Because I didn't know. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to click on it. Because I haven't been watching a lot of Tim Pool lately. Because he just, I don't know. But now that he's gotten married and had a baby, he seems different. He seems a little bit more centered, so I'm happy about that, and congratulations about your kid. You tell me what you think of that. So apparently, he's a black guy that he says he's transgender, okay? As I said in the podcast, I read that paragraph, that's what he said, because that was said verbatim.
So my first thought was, was he not getting the counseling that he needed?
See, that's what I'm saying.
That he needed to help him.
He had no filter.
With his thoughts.
Yeah, he had no filter.
I mean, and it's a shame.
Because he was thinking, the church, I'll rely on the church. I'll rely on faith. But it wasn't helping him. It was hurting him. I think it drove him.
That's almost as bad as, like, you know, and I'm sure they're probably still prevalent today, but, like, you know, back in the day, in our time, when your kid came out to you as gay, and the first thing we're going to do is, I'm going to send you this one of these religious...
I'm going to throw a Bible at you.
Religious
yeah.
camp.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, conversion. Yeah.
Yeah.
The C word. So, the other C word.
So, you know, it just doesn't... Although I am a faithful person, I am not a religious person. I don't go to church. I choose not to. It's just not somewhere where I feel like I want to be, because I feel like
full disclosure, you don't need a steeple to have your relationship.
No.
Because your relationship with God is yours.
Well, you know, once you're burnt,
by those people,
you're just done.
Yeah,
you're just done.
Yeah.
And
it happens on the same side as synagogues. You can get burnt. You can get burnt out because you start to feel like, I'm not okay. I need you to, because this is like the second, third time we've heard this line. Yeah, we get burnt too. We get burnt too. Absolutely.
No, I'm not talking about that. We'll go into that one day. But I just, it can't be that. And I think there's so much left and right. Right and wrong. Let me say it that way. Right and wrong.
There
right?
You go.
One place, I'm right. One version, and they're both on these, like, extreme sides of, you know, the border, instead of being like, okay, let's have a conversation and
centered.
Yeah, it's not centered.
Yeah.
So then the people that are centered, you know, it's affecting everyone, you know, and it's obviously, I mean, it took this young girl's life, and that's truly unfortunate that the community and his faith failed him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was just out of his mind. So, yeah. I mean...
I think part of it that enraged me was, first of all, the context of the story and the fact that this, honestly... I mean, handsome-looking dude, all honesty, outside of his, obviously, mental lack of capacity, handsome dude. And then when they arrested him, because this happened in 23, right? I don't know how none of us knew about this, conveniently. It was not talked about. The only reason they caught him was because of DNA. So when they arrested him, though, he was wearing an outfit that was similar to the one the girl was wearing when he stabbed her 15 times. Clearly, something has failed him.
Yeah.
I think several things have failed him.
It's not just about his faith failing him. No.
Several things have failed him.
These two extremes
can't come together.
So it's both of those. Because you hear the people on this side saying...
Do you feel like he was stuck in between? And he was like, rocking a hard place.
You probably had some people saying... You're a man. You're never going to be a woman. You have no place in women's spaces.
Okay.
You're a fraud. You have mental illness.
Right.
Right.
But then he's trying to be faithful to his faith.
Right. But then you have people on this side that are throwing the book at him. Mm. Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Saying, right on.
These are the facts, and this is what it is, and you don't need this, and you don't, and so, you know, you're who you are. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone. I have to explain myself to people all the time.
Oh. My hands up in the air, because I know I got to do it.
Yeah, so I know that I have to.
I get tired of it.
I think we all do, you know, but it's just part of it.
But the thing about him was, there was nothing about him. When you see his photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you see his photo. This is a good-looking, light-skinned dude. I mean, younger, you know, and you can tell he's got the eyes that are lost. You can see it. He's completely disconnected from, not reality, I'm not going to say that. He's disconnected from the snap. And it's that confusion that's in his eyes. It's the snap. It's the... Not the whole I've left my body shit. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is it's the snap where you are constricted. And I really believe he was not seeking out the mental help that he needed.
Probably not.
I don't even know how he
spotted
this girl and why he had such a level on for this girl. I'm going to put it that way. Why her? Why that day?
I'm going to also say that America's healthcare system failed him because...
Oh, you can speak on that now.
Yeah, because we have a huge problem in this country. I mean, we have great providers. We have great everything, but it's just really expensive.
There's those subjects. I don't think medical slips through the cracks because we have one of the best in the world. I mean, people come here for surgeries because they're a renowned hospital, John Hopkins. Let's see.
Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic.
Right. What's the name of the hospital in Houston? That's horrible. I don't remember it. One of the best in the world, right? And people come here for that care because they got a really good like cancer treatment and some other things. And so I just feel like he's hit that snap. But I know we'll never get the answers. And I know what you tell me. Do not drive yourself crazy looking for the answers. And I'm not. But again, I have to present it though. How did he get so lost? And he put so much faith in his faith to save him. Faith wasn't there to save you on this, bro. You had to, you needed somebody inside that mind to help save you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe he refused it because he was convinced he was trans. What put him there? Who are the people that knew about him? Were there warning signs? Somebody had to know this boy. I'm not saying I pity him because I don't. But I pity the situation where he fell through the crack and he reached his snap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And he didn't have to. I think he had.
Maybe one day he'll tell us his side of the story. Maybe we'll hear that and it will be, you know, a voice of someone that
Compassion? Do you feel compassion should be found at that point, though, still?
I think that.
And where would you base that compassion? And like, why? Why would you do that?
You mean just for him as a human being?
Right. Would you say because he fell through the cracks? Would that be the compassion marker for you?
I mean,
he didn't make it. Basically, he didn't have to be where this happened. This didn't need to happen. It was needless.
Right. I think. You know, I don't know because I guess I need to put myself in that situation. But, you know.
But I think that's America when they hear the story, though.
I mean, I haven't looked into the story a ton. I just kind of dipped my toes in it. But I think that sometimes deep down, you have to have a little bit of compassion for that kind of scenario because you do see that this person was really lost in that moment.
So you're saying it's a difference between a true evil, Jeffrey Dahmer evil, John Wayne Gacy evil, Bundy evil.
Bro, you're throwing them in a hole.
No, wait. No, let me finish. Versus a man that simply slipped through the cracks with a mental incapacity.
I mean,
that waited for his religion to save him is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between lost and evil.
Yeah.
That's the comparison I'm giving you.
I think maybe it just, I don't want to speak on something that I don't know a lot of details on, but
me too.
I do want to feel a little bit of compassion because, you know, he obviously was going through something and I don't think think comparing him to those people is great because they were psychos.
No, but I was just showing, just saying where we've lost you in the snap. Versus pure evil.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm with you. I will agree with you on that one. I can give you that one. That there was something broken and he was desperately trying to hang on to his religion to save him versus absolute evil. I don't think he's absolute evil. No, I'm with you on that. I just think we need to find out how this happened and how he managed to slip through the cracks because someone has to know this young man. Someone had to know he's going through something this serious.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear another person say, I had no idea it would drive him to this. What else do you think it would drive him to? He was waiting for his faith to save him.
Well,
can't always save you.
You don't know. I mean, you just don't know what someone, I mean, I'm sure anybody is capable of.
We can all snap.
Of taking someone's life.
But he reached that snap.
Yeah. And I mean, it comes back to, you know.
Empathy?
Well, just how jacked the world is.
Do
you know?
Like, do you ever think sometimes it feels, I'm not saying it is, everyone, so just check this out. But sometimes it feels like we've lost that connection to empathy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're all so overloaded with everything right now. Mm-hmm. I went to the grocery store today. Well, I went the other day and I had to go to Sam's. 190. 190 at Sam's.
Oh, and that's cheap.
And that's before I just got a couple of things. That's what I'm saying. And then that was before I got gas. That was $41.50. But then I went to the store today.
Girl, no, don't nobody care about how much you spent on gas.
$4.87. I'm just putting it out there. I'm giving you in retrospect, okay? Listen to my addition. Today, $4.87. That's only for 2 weeks. And I know you're the same household like that. You sometimes are more than that. But I'm saying that's for 2 weeks. Because this does go into our other part of our conversation we planned on doing. So I'm just correlating it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the strain of empathy and how we can lose it because we're so exhausted from life. All of it on our shoulders constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So I just don't want us to, I don't want us to lose that pathway to our own empathy and think that it doesn't exist in us anymore because it does.
Yeah.
We're just really going through something right now as a country, as a people. We're really going through something right now.
Yeah. It could be worse, but it could be a lot better.
It could because people could have voted the other way. But luckily, we got a little bit smarter. So there's that. I'm just saying. Toot, toot.
Toot your horn, girl. Toot your horn. Toot your horn.
Bottoms up to the vote. I'm just saying.
I'm not really excited about some things that are going on.
Well, let's go. Let's do that. Because you said you really kind of wanted to put your nails in that. And because we haven't done a political policy piece yet. And you said, I want to do this. Like, I think there's enough there right now for us to kind of to chew on and kind of, you know, put out there and see how people feel about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we all understand the tariffs, right, with China. I think there's something bigger at play when it comes to that. Right. I think that the president is through policy or and his actions to show China you've bit off more than you can chew.
Well, and
he told us now, he told us at the speech at joint sessions, it was going to get rough.
But also, like, you need to also look at, like, the companies that are, so all these companies, I'm buying from China. You know, one of the little, they make kids' clothes. They make bamboo, like, pajamas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they put up, because of the tariffs, you know, we're not going to raise our prices. And then the next thing is, because of the tariffs, we're going to raise our prices. And I'm like, well, didn't you already jack them up, like, you know, 75%? And, you know, you're buying something for 50 cents and selling it to me for $10. So you're, and I understand you got to, like, make your overhead and you got to do this and you got to do that. So I get
it. But for something that costs 99 cents to make and you want 12 bucks?
Yeah. Like, do you know, like, the stuff at the Dollar Tree is like.
Well, I remember during the Biden years, they said it was going up 34 cents. It was no longer a dollar because of inflation. It had to go up 34 cents.
Yeah.
Per item.
I think we've just had a really crappy run since, you know,
I think we've had some COVID, bad policy for a long time.
Well, since COVID happened, you know, and then everybody was at home and everybody
was getting divorced and fighting and going, and drinking.
I can guarantee you that if I was not working and my husband wasn't working like a psychopath, we probably would have been divorced. But
I think you'd have put him in a wooden box with salt somewhere first.
No. I'm not going to prison for something like that. I'm saving that in case my kids need it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, yeah, things went up and people went back to work and people were out of work and we tried to save everybody. And so it put a strain on our budget and our country. And I understand why he's doing it. And yes, it sucks really bad and I hate it.
But there's an end goal, I feel. There's a larger end goal at play.
And he has said it. Yeah.
But he
also said this on Oprah Winfrey in the 90s.
Yes, he did.
So.
I've seen that clip. Yeah, he did.
So, I mean.
I was like, wait a minute. When I saw it, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. he wasn't lying. Not that I thought he was lying, but he wasn't lying. He said this years ago.
No, I mean, he
like decades ago.
We all lie, but one of the things that I very much dislike about him is his mouth, I think.
But don't you think it's better this time around?
But it is.
Because I think we talked about that. You're like, okay.
It is better. Oh, geez, man. I can't even think of the lady's name. But did you see the clip of the guy asking one of the senators? She's a Democratic female senator. He was asking her a question. He was being kind of respectful. I'm sure he was kind of being a little bit of a troll. But I think if you're an elected official,
you got to roll with the punches.
Well, not only that, but you're held to a higher standard. Right? And I cannot stand when our president calls people losers and things like that. Like, you are a grown ass man. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to be mm-hmm. talking to people like that. I don't care if you don't like them. And you're the leader of our country. So
in the free world,
so
mind you.
You don't need to be doing that. But she told that fuck off.
Who told who that?
I don't remember her name. God almighty.
The female Democrat. She told somebody to F off?
Yeah. Was it
a reporter?
I think he was like a YouTuber or whatever, you know.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she did tell him to F off.
Yeah. And I just think that's poor behavior. That is.
How do you feel about the president's run the first time? Because you brought that up a while ago about, you know, childish names and stuff. And I do think that was part of his
downfall
makeup the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always love the whole coming down the escalator thing. I'll always love that scene. I wish someone would paint it because I'd buy it straight up. But, I've told people, you know, I would buy it because it was epic.
Not I.
He had Melania Trump. I mean, I would. I mean, I've got my shirt, you know, when he got shot in the head, I've got my t-shirt, fight, fight, fight. I wear it all the time. I think that he did not have this. He doesn't have the same playbook now. My mother, let me tell y'all something real quick. My mother called me one day. It was in COVID. And honestly, I chose the wrong time to tell my mother I had begun to choose a new side, right? I didn't know I chose the wrong time to bring this up. But my uncle, who is severely damaged because of acute seizures, got COVID, okay? He was severely sick, though, from COVID. He was like me. He was worse than I was. So my mom and I are talking about, I'm like, Mom, hold up. The president didn't give him COVID. China did. It gave the world COVID. I hadn't been sick yet. My mom and I went into this explosive yelling match like we have never done. And we always respect each other. My mom's my best friend. We don't yell at each other. We just don't do that. Especially over politics. I mean, my dad had to take the phone from her because he came running down the stairs because we were screaming at each other. My mom's screaming, he's a murderer. He's a fucking murderer. I can't believe you. And I think she let that slip. I don't think she meant to let that slip. And I was like, wait, I can't have my own mind. So I'm yelling back now because I'm getting mad. Like, I can't have my own mind. And I was looking for perspective with my mother at the time to try to have that conversation and maybe, you know, her shoot back at me. Oh, okay, what, you know, because my mom will stand in the paint and she'll be like, okay, explain this to me or give, you know, give me some dialogue on this, right? Whatever subject it is. So point is, I threw my phone. My dad took the phone from my mom and he hung it up. We didn't talk for a few days. Now, right now. So she didn't vote for him the first time. I won't say what state she lives in, but she lives in a crazy state. And now, my mother, she noticed a change in President Trump elect. Well, president running. And after he got shot, because my mom saw it, she said something in him changed. And she said, now I'm paying attention. Because unfortunately, my dad was in the hospital with stage 4 cancer, and then COVID got a hold of him, and it resolved itself. So, but now my mom saw that, and she also felt change from him. And in the meantime, my mother had also went and got her registered firearm, because this particular state makes you go through impossible schemes to get your gun. And so now, though, my mother is Team Trump. She sees how people have diluted her mind in the news to bring her away from him and do that fear-mongering. And my mom was every bit a liberal. I'm her daughter, so she's every bit a liberal. And it's been amazing to watch the change of my mother and the way she explains things to me so articulately in her profession to appreciate him. But she feels the same way. And now we have those conversations on the things like you're saying that we don't agree with sometimes what he says. And I think that Democrats get it wrong when they say, oh, if you're for President Trump, you agree with everything he says.
No.
But that's not true. We don't. No. But they think that and they tell everybody well, that.
Here's
don't agree with everything he says or does.
Here's the thing. Some extreme right-wing people do. They like worship. I don't worship the ground anybody walks on. Period.
But are you trying to get struck down by lightning? Go ahead and try it. See what happens.
No human being on this earth will unless I gave birth to them or my sister did. But I feel like...
No, you're right, though.
And I thought about this a lot. And I've thought about this a lot over
the
past...
Who's the person that comes to mind? I'll tell you what I feel.
Let me finish this homeschooling.
Oh, I got excited. I'm sorry. I got excited. I'm on this side. I'm on this side of the table. I got excited. I got excited, man. Like when I told my penis story earlier, you got excited.
Oh, girl, I can't believe you said that out loud.
I'm going to say it again.
But I have thought about this a lot, and okay. I was like, and I just kept thinking about this, and I kind of said it to you, and I've said it to my husband, and I've said it to some other people, okay. Because I have friends on both sides.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I'm in the middle. I kind of...
Well, we're in the middle. That's why we... Yeah. That's what really connected us about some things.
Yeah. There's things that I agree with, some things I don't that I disagree with, and there's a lot of people in the middle now, because...
We're all in the middle. We're stuck.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, like, the right has went so far right, the
because
left...
Because they went so far left.
Right. So, do you think... Here's my what I've been thinking about is, do you think it went so far left that's why everybody's going so far right now?
There's a selective imprint on particular people, right, that have said, I don't follow me here, and I think you'll appreciate what I'm saying, but let me just explain it. There's been a follow through, but it's attached to an agenda. They have got people themselves have not gone far right. They have swung the pendulum back to normalcy and what they're looking for. They're looking for positive solutions that doesn't hurt anyone. But the left doesn't want you to know that about voters, all of us in the middle. They'll just claim the right represents all of us in the middle, right? So the further they've gone, people have been scared and they're looking for a voice to represent common core principles again, and a moral standing for people and that character. What has happened, though, is you have individuals that have taken an agenda and they know they have it, and they've injected it into society saying, I'm here to clean up all, I'm here to, you know, clean up the riffraff and dispel all these notions of, you know, different people. But let me clarify real quick before everybody gets carried away. There are only two genders. And if you've jumped out of the car by now, I don't care, but there are only two. I choose to be one of them. Check that out. So what I'm saying is the left has done so much damage that the rest of us want that repaired, right? We want it repaired. We want relationships repaired. We want to talk to our family repaired, because that's how far people went the first time when he got elected. And then during COVID, they were still blaming President Trump, even though he wasn't president. And so now the other issue is the border. And I'm all for we can have a conversation about the border. We're not doing it today. But we can have that conversation because it is out of line. Period. But you have actors. Okay. And this was brought up by an individual that I had met yesterday that you and I discussed, Gypsy. She brought it up with me. We've got these bad actors over here. Okay. And they've got a hold on young minds. And I'm a little concerned about what they're being fed, right? Because these young minds are hearing from a man And I'm just gonna do it. But they're hearing this language from a man that's younger than you and I, that he's only smashed one piece of pussy in his life, but he's on college campuses telling young men how to be men. How is that possible? How can this individual say, I care about my country, I care about repairing us, I care about bringing back a moral compass, and yet you say these kind of people shouldn't exist?
Oh, so that's the far, that's the one extreme, right?
But
that's,
he's got his tentacles, right, inside of these young minds. And I'm concerned about that. I don't think they take everything that he says verbatim.
No.
But it's the building blocks that concern me, right?
Right. And they're on both sides.
Because those are our future kids. Right.
So it, hopefully, every set of parent has been like, you know, even when my children were little, it was like, do you want to wear this outfit or do you want to wear that outfit? Which are small decisions, right, mm-hmm. that they have to make. But it helps them make better decisions as they age, as they get older. You get to, like, so.
Do you feel that individual is good for young minds? Because he appeals to the white kids. He says all the time, I'm all about, you know, I appeal to everyone. But when you look at, not a rally, because he doesn't, but when he goes to a campus, right on.
Yeah.
It's a sea of young white men. And I'm concerned about that because you say you pull in the black experience. I don't see it.
Well, I don't think.
Because I've talked to black people that are like, I'm not buying everything he's selling.
No, I just think he's so far.
Am I wrong? Is there an agenda on that avenue?
He is. Those kind of people that just preach to you and do mm-hmm. they're dangerous.
Asked you before, how would you feel if a young man that's younger than you and I said, because you're no longer in your 20s, you're no longer in your prime?
I mean,
how does you feel about, you're a woman in your 30s or 40s?
I don't.
Oh,
I
God. Mean, oh, my God. But if you're 50, you should be dead
honestly,
by now.
I'm. You shouldn't ever tell a woman that's older than you any of that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you...
You just insulted every woman in the country that's 30, 40, and 50.
But you're not... That's not your story, Home Skillet. You don't know nothing about being a woman. You know Jack Diddley Squat.
Me?
Not you. Hypothetical person
you're talking
about. So don't tell me anything about my prime, because mm-hmm. let me tell you something.
You are in your prime.
Men get out of their prime probably a lot faster than
aren't
women.
Because aren't men the one that have, what do they call that, midlife crisis? They have it at 40 or 50. God help you if you have it at 60 with gray hair on your chest.
Right.
And so I think he's an antidote, however, to the extremists on the other side, right?
Yeah.
So you got the Ilhan Omar. Is that how you say the name? The Saudi slum that became a naturalized citizen that's in Congress. Then you got the AOKC or whatever she's called out of New York. So you got these Ringling Brothers knockoffs, you know, that escape, you know, the pen, running around out here talking about some scary shit.
Yeah. Like, I
right?
So, but here's always been my thing, too. We can't have anybody in office that has, we do have some people that have common sense in
office.
Do you
like J.D. Vance?
I do like J.D. Vance.
I like J.D. Vance.
And a lot of people will be like, oh, he's this and he's that. But I'm like, I know where he is from, mm-hmm. right?
Right on,
like,
right on.
I mean, I'm not from West Virginia or Kentucky. I don't know. I don't remember. Same.
No, he's a...
He was born in a... Or he was...
Yes,
his
but
family
he
is
Ohio. Right.
But his family is from, like, the hills of Kentucky or West Virginia. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I've worked today, so I shut my
And you
brain
can say
off,
what I'm you like, want about him, but I wouldn't, but you can try to critique him all you want, but that is a very well-rounded spoken man.
Yeah.
And yet none of you congratulate him on not his effort, but his dynamic story of having a wife that is Indian.
I also want to maybe point out that maybe he might be a better, makes President Trump a better person,
yes,
per se,
yeah,
because that maybe that's why he's not running his mouth so much. And And
I think it's because he got shot.
Well, maybe he got shot.
I think mommy's right. I think mommy's right.
Yeah.
It changed him even more. He was already changing. The president was already changing in his delivery, in his speeches, in his tone and texture. But he got shot that day because you and I saw it. Because how fast did I call you? I'm like, girl, they just shot him. You're like, wait, what? Shot who? And you're like, nah. I was like, it's just now beginning to appear. They just slammed him in the head with a bullet. I don't know if he's dead or not. He's on the ground. I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, like, I mean, I don't, like I said, I'm not always going to agree with him, but I'm not always going to agree with the Democratic president. I don't know.
You have never told me so far yet there's any Democrat you.
I voted for Obama.
Hold on. No, I'm talking about current.
Oh.
Well, honey, we can send you to counseling for that mistake. It'll be okay. I've told you that.
I mean, but currently, I liked Obama.
You know, you and I've had those conversations. There's nothing they have to offer you.
You know, I voted for a Democratic governor of the state because our governor is currently doing a really terrible job, I think.
We can do that episode. Okay, we could do that.
But I don't vote.
But we have to fact check a lot of things before we do.
I vote all over the place, right?
Yes, you do.
I'm just not.
But
I'm
I do too. Because remember one time you thought I only checked one lane in the boxes? And I was like, No, I didn't. I was like, no, I didn't.
I just think that there's more people like us, but I really get upset. I never talk about like who I vote for, but I have on this episode. But I get really upset when people say things to me like, oh, you should be ashamed of yourself for doing that. Well, I just didn't think the other person was up for the job.
The last time I checked, the Constitution says I can do that.
Right. The great thing about living in America is we have the ability to think differently.
And to change your mind.
And we have the ability to vote the way we want to. And no one should be shamed to feel the way they feel. You know, but I do. I feel like on so many levels that people, not everyone, but people, you know, look at you like you're a terrible person because of who you voted for. And I'm like,
do you know that's never happened in the history of our country, though?
What are you talking about?
How people view other people? Because it's always been, and when our younger generations, right? Okay, this is a nuanced thing where we hold people accountable because you don't like who they voted for. That's never happened before. You know, when you look at JFK's era, you know, worse, Carter's, you know, come on, you guys, he was not that good of a president, okay? Come on. You know, so when you look at him, though, you were able, after it was done and over, once the election was decided, okay, let's see, but, you know, okay. But I'm not going to, but no generation has done what this generation is wanting to do by tear apart families, relationships, stipulations, conditions.
I don't go to somebody's house and talk politics. I don't discuss it.
Yeah.
Because I have, my mother's going to love this. I have couth, you know, I'm not going, however you feel is great. You are whatever. But if you think that I'm the one that is destroying our country because I voted for him, I thought long and hard about what I did. And I'm not angry about it.
You mean how you voted?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But, you know, the fact that I watched a lot of people and they feel the same way I do. Mm-hmm. And these are people that are kind of like the minority or that are, you know, in the LB, I don't know how many letters it is now. I'm so sorry because I can't
keep up. I don't know. But I think they added two new ones this week. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not part of that. I don't have a voice in that community.
Well, check this out since you're bringing that up. So he got historical record numbers of black men this time. Okay. He got historical record numbers of gay men. I haven't heard the number on lesbians, right? I haven't heard it. But he got historical numbers. He got historical numbers with the Jewish people. He got historical numbers with some minorities. So, like, he got a lot of Asian, and he got all the Cuban. He got all the Cuban. And, you know, Latino, Puerto Rican. You know, and I think he got a decent respectable sized chunk of Hispanic. But no one wants to talk about those historical numbers that he got. That tells me, across the board, people listened to him this time. They believed in him a little bit, well, obviously a lot more this time. And they wanted to say, oh my God, I know what you can bring because we know we can't do her. How do you elect somebody that didn't even catch a vote from anyone? No delegates, no nothing. You just threw her in there and said, no, this is your candidate. This is it. No, no questions.
I mean, that's not
due process. I'm not voting for, even if I was a Democrat, I'm not voting for you, bro.
That's not due process.
Because you didn't win anything. You didn't win my vote because you didn't give me a voice. Yeah. You did not give me your voice.
And that's the beauty of it.
But in the past 4 years, you gave me your actions.
Right.
So I'm good. I'm out.
But that's the beauty about being in America is we're supposed to have that due process. We're supposed to have all of that. And, you know.
And maybe it's because I don't like people that cheat. To me, you cheated. This has nothing to do with you sometimes being black or sometimes acting like you're Southern. It has everything to do with you did not earn it.
Yeah.
And that's with anything. That's with anything. You did not earn it. Why would I make you a physician and give you a license and you didn't earn it? Why?
That's very
true. Because you're let's hypothetically say you're a white girl with you know, six biracial kids. So, but I shouldn't give it to you on merit if you can operate on me. Yeah. I shouldn't ask if you remember to put me to sleep before you operate on me. For real?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not out there hungry for it and yearning and pulling for my vote, by saying, I want to win this the right way, then why in the hell would I sit and vote for you? And you've done nothing in 4 years and you've let him do everything. And it's been destruction. And you're not listening to us. We're writing letters. We're saying it on TV, but you're not listening. So, bro, we don't owe you anything. We're out as voters. We're done. I don't want $9 gas, bro. Even in Indiana, when we hit $5, I'm out. I'm out. Because you think you're saving the world? Because you don't want to do a pipeline? But how many of your friends that donated to you and tried to be in your camp work in oil and gas? And now you tried to shut them all out, including saying no more drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, we won't drill in the Gulf of Mexico. And so y'all made fun of him when he changed it to the Gulf of America. Because while you're right, we're not operating in the Gulf of Mexico because it's the Gulf of America. It was the most strategic move I've ever seen. So don't tell me you care about me. And don't never say you care about me because I'm trans. Because, bitch, I know you never cared about me. I got better luck with that blonde-haired man than you. Because I know you don't care. I know he's trying to understand and care. Period.
Yeah.
You can't, I'm sorry, but you can't, not you, but you can't give me an argument where it says I'm losing out on something because of him. Why? Because he took down the rainbow flag off the White House website? Why does it need to be there in the first place? You're not fucking special, man. You don't deserve any more rights than anybody else. Knock it the fuck off.
Well, tell him like it is.
I want to count because I count.
But you
want
to be...
I want the same equal footing as you. I'm not better than you, though. That's what I was saying in another episode when I met this gypsy. I am not better than no female. Biological, I'm not better than her, bro. I can never be. But I want her to see me on equal footing with her.
Yeah.
I want to be her equal in anything except for the one thing she can do. That is nothing more than a grace of God, which is childbirth. I was just going to say birth, but that sounded like a slang, so I had to change it. But I can't do that. Just like, and someone asked me about this, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there again. You can never fucking breastfeed. So stop that shit. You can never do what a woman does, bro. So knock it off. I don't want to hear about, oh, yeah, I lactate so I could feed a baby. No, you can abuse a baby.
Yeah, and
because even with implants, you can still breastfeed, bro.
Well, let me tell you, breastfeeding is not for the weak. It's just
but
not.
Don't, that's what I'm saying, though. Don't sit there and say, if you want to be on equal footing with a woman, that means you don't take shit from them then. Enough has been taken.
Wow.
Why are you trying to take more from them?
That's a very powerful statement that you just made right there.
I'm just saying, if you want to be all about being a woman, then make sure they keep their equal footing. Stop trying to take from them.
Wow. That is
you can't beautiful. I can't say to you, support me no matter what and sign the checks and cover for me when I fuck up. But I don't have to show you that same respect, bro. No, that's not how it goes, man. No.
That needed to be said, I think.
It did, because I want to be equal with you, and I want to enjoy that moment where you see me as your equal, as a woman, where you don't put trans in front of it, because I'm straight up doing the things you know I should be doing in trying to, you know, live in that female experience. But I can never get mad if you throw at me after I've tried to throw dirt on you, that you say to me, check this out. You say, example, well, you're not really, you know, a biological woman. So wait a minute, but you can insult that woman and say, well, you're a cis woman though. And that's not supposed to hurt her feelings. But we're supposed to care about your feelings, but not hers, for being called a chest feeder or a cis woman. Because you know I'll never call you that shit. And you know how I feel if I hear someone call you that shit. Don't disrespect my friend, bro. For real. Because she's not no cis woman. She's a woman. Don't do that.
And, you know, that's the other thing is,
you can be 15 to 18 and you can talk all that talk and whatever you want to say. But let me tell you something. This life I lead and live is experience. Because first of all, I knew who I was attracted to. I love penis. I love a good chunk of wood. That's never going to change. But sometimes there's been times in my life I've had girlfriends. And sometimes y'all just need to spoon because something's missing. I know sisters that do that because something's missing and you just need that connection. I've done it before with girls. Something's lost and you're both going through something. Like when I was in a homeless shelter.
Well, we're going to rewind on that and I'm going to explain.
No, I'm just trying to give you that example.
No, I know, but I'm going to explain it to you.
What?
I'm going
Which
to
part?
To why women are that way.
Oh.
So I do not like to be, like, when I'm crying and I'm upset.
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't want to be touched.
Don't
hug me. Don't whatever.
Don't embrace me. You're not for it. Yeah.
I'm not that person.
Yeah.
Some women are not like that. Some women want to be hugged and embraced and all that jazz. And sometimes it just feels nice to be held without having someone try more.
Do you know I've had women
you know
tell
what I mean?
Me? Right. I've had women tell me stories.
And, well,
that they've never shared with their girlfriends, right?
Right.
Because they were conflated between two different things. I'm trying to be a good woman, but he's really pushing it. Where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody I know knows I'm not afraid to admit I enjoy the company of men, I've given them the very best response that I can.
But see, we can even with a gay man, right? A lot of women can, like, really,
oh,
really,
lay down and spoon and,
well,
and
but no, relate to that person.
Oh, yeah,
right.
But they can
and
still.
So
do, oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
You, we can relate, but we also feel very safe with gay men and true trans women. We feel safe because we know.
Say that again.
With
because I'm going to lead off on that one
with true trans women.
Yes,
yes.
I'm going to lead off on that in a minute
because well, you taught me that. So
true story.
We feel safe. And the reason we feel safe is because you don't want to get your hands down my pants. I don't have to worry about that. I feel safe because I know you're going to protect me if I need to be protected.
Well,
right?
Plus I'm a
because
Leo.
A woman's desire sometimes, not all women, but some, I want to be protected. When my husband and I go out to eat, I sit where my back is against the door mm-hmm. because I know he's going to sit with his, and he's going mm-hmm. to watch. When I'm with him, my brother-in-law, my all of those people, I
oh,
don't,
you're good.
I don't watch what I'm doing.
You're good.
I don't watch
yeah.
my surroundings
yeah.
because
yeah.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
I can be oblivious to the world.
That's the beautiful thing about being with men. It's a beautiful thing because you don't. You get to be a girl. I don't know why some chicks forget that. There's nothing wrong with being a chick. But yes, yeah, spot on. But I want to get back to something you said, you know, what you just said a while ago.
Yeah.
And I've said this before in podcasts. So there's lots of different types of trans women in the world, right? And we've had that conversation. And because you work in the medical area, you have seen different stages of a trans woman, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so...
I don't work in that field.
But you're exposed to that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm exposed to all...
Right. All lots of everything. Things. From cancer patients to leukemia, you're exposed to all of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, of all races, genders...
Exactly. I'm just saying the gauntlet. Everything. You experience all of it, right?
It's a pool.
That's a good word.
Of America.
Yeah. But you get them all, you know, from they just had brain surgery to the whole nine yards.
Right.
Okay. And so... I feel like people should understand and know. So if you're someplace, right? You're someplace and you see someone and, you're trying. Chances are they're new and they're timid. Right. I'm not talking about put on kid gloves and, you know, and stroke their mane and, you know, their hair and shit like that. I'm not saying that. I don't know why I just said mane, but you get what I'm saying. Remember that's someone going through something. Right. And it's actionable for you to see it. But you have to indicate to yourself, OK, they're going through that kind of part of their life. You don't have to record it, chick, because you're famous for it. You ain't got to record it. Because no one's not going to see you in a corner crying and they should record you. See what I'm saying? So you're going to come across people that maybe you do know. And understand at that very moment, whether you're a man or a woman, understand at that very moment, they're going through that enterprise of their life in a particular moment. And they are vulnerable. To your perception, and they can feel that. Like, we can feel when someone's angry, and we begin to try to soften, you know, the mood or whatever, and be like, hey, okay, calm down, it's all right. We do that for each other. It's human instinct, right? Well, understand that when you see someone that you're pretty sure, okay, yeah, they might be on that level, just remember that. No one's a spectacle. I want to say that straight up. No one's a spectacle. From a woman that's in a gym that just gave birth and she's still a little pudgy, you know, to a woman that's in the gym that is pudgy, that she's hitting it, trying to make a difference for herself. Let's all straight up remember that. Everybody is doing that circuit in their life. And they're trying their trucking damnedest to get somewhere. From the big man that was obese and now he's trying to lose it and his skin might be hanging in a gym. Don't do that, bro. Don't be that guy. Be the other guy that says, damn, that inspires me. Let that inspire, I hope, everyone. But I don't need to record it.
Oh, this is, that's the
we're
culture.
We're all in our moment of something.
Yeah, but that's culture.
What I'm saying is I'm trying to get people back to that common sense core. Okay, we don't have, not everything's got to be on film. Not everything is funny. Because one day somebody's going to record you. Is it going to be funny that day?
Oh, that's my greatest fear.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is it going to be funny that day?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know how not sensitive you are, but observant you are about, you know, your cuts from, you know, from your C-sections, right?
It's not really that, but it's just...
We've talked about it, right? And so, for a woman, that can be a sensitive proposition to get into. Because not all women... Take it on like you do. And so I'm just saying, let's all remember that everybody's going through that journey in a particular moment or life. You're not so damn hot or so damn fine where you can make fun of other folks. Because mm-hmm. Let me tell you what, real men don't make fun of other people. They lift people up that are being picked on and at. That's what real men do. And I know real men, so don't tell me about what real men do. And it's no different than being a woman. Be a woman about something. Be real. Notice and understand that person's going through their journey. It's not up to us, each other, to decide what that is if you don't know someone. But if you want to know their journey, then you get to know them. and you develop rapport, and you'd be surprised what you might fucking learn in life that you don't know. And it might just change how you feel.
Very true.
So think about that when you put a phone in people's face, unless it's a Karen, and they deserve everything they're about to get. Because I'm going to do it. But then again, you know, I don't pick up phones. I pick up hands, and I'm going to swing.
Well, that's because we're old. We're a different generation.
We are.
We didn't fight on the internet. We fought in the front yard.
Oh, straight up. And then when we're done, we're going back in the house. We're getting taken our bath, ready for bed.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that.
Like that one woman you were telling me about, she's done dropped this N-word at the park, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I would have fought her.
And in front of her.
She had
a kid there, apparently.
I wouldn't have.
She would have fought her.
No, because she has a child in her arms.
But outside of that child, you would have whooped her.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
No, I'm not talking about if the child's involved. I wouldn't have either with the child involved. Yeah. But you and I would have whooped her.
That's not a Karen. That is like, that is beyond Karen. I don't even know how to explain that person, but she, I feel, and I've said this.
I'm not going to ask you why you think she said it. We're not going to do that Dr. Seuss stuff. You said it because you wanted to say it.
I'll tell you. She grew up in that hate. Do you think she's been wronged
by somebody, though, that was black?
No.
It's just that hate.
I think that that's how she was raised. Mm-hmm. It was said fluidly in mm-hmm. her house, like, all the time.
Oh, it came out straight up.
Yeah. And to a five-year-old child, to a child.
You see, I got it wrong. I thought it was an adult said it to.
No, to a five-year-old autistic boy over a freaking pouch of, you know, the little pouches you get? They're like applesauce pouches or whatever.
Like Capri Sun?
No, you don't know. You don't have kids.
Okay. But they're calm down. We're working on it.
They're pouches and you like, essentially, they have like applesauce in them. Sometimes they have baby food.
The little cups.
They're Go to the grocery store, go to the baby food aisle. You'll understand when
I do, and I start crying because I don't have them yet.
But they're...
I know.
Anyways, so...
So this is a child.
So...
Autistic.
I don't care if it
No, I'm trying to understand because I thought it was adult.
No, it was a five-year-old autistic little boy.
So who recorded her saying it, though?
His uncle was there with him at the park. But it happened at a public park.
But she didn't make the comment to the uncle. She made it to the kid.
She made it to both. You need to watch the video.
Because I haven't seen the whole thing. They only showed me a slice of it.
So she said it to the child because the child was picking up the packet. At five years old and you're autistic, you know, you have to understand that, right? First of all. Right. And then when the uncle said something to her, that's when, and he had heard her call.
Did the item belong to her kid?
Yes. Yes. So
I'm just trying to understand, but he's autistic. So I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding.
The kid and the, from what I understand, because obviously I wasn't there, I'm third party in this. The kid and, was at the park.
Were these kids playing together?
I don't know.
Okay.
Was at a public park playing.
Okay.
So uncle was with his little nephew. She was with her child. Okay. I don't know if it was a boy or girl. I couldn't tell.
I mean. Because they were so far, like, forward, I couldn't tell.
Well, I mean, it
doesn't matter, though.
People have blown the picture up, and so I could probably get on there and maybe make a judgment, but okay. I don't know. But anyways, so I guess this little boy came up to her kid, and maybe this kid had this pouch, and he wanted some or whatever.
Okay.
A rational human being would have been like, let me ask your parent first because I can't give you something without asking the adult that you're with.
Right on.
If that was me, mm-hmm. I would have walked up to whoever he was with and said, hi, your son, child, whatever, would like one of these. Is it okay? They're sealed. Mm-hmm. I just bought them today. Whatever the case mm-hmm. may be. No.
So not what happened.
No. She told that little boy, I don't know exactly the words that she said to this little boy, but she did call him that. And then she continued to say that to the parent or the guardian that was there with him, the uncle.
Didn't the uncle say, what did you just say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I got that in the clip. Yeah.
She repeated it. Yeah. So what makes me the saddest is this child that she has.
Is right there.
Is learning this behavior. Yeah, so children learn what they live.
Yeah.
And so this child is learning that behavior. So I feel bad for that child.
100%.
Because
they're going to think that's okay.
Yeah. And there's no reason to harbor that hate. You know, there's mm-hmm. no reason. Because, first of all, why? Really, if you didn't want to share, you could have said something nicely or even just been like, I'm sorry, I don't have any more. I don't really want to share. It doesn't have to be this whole.
It didn't have to be all that.
No, it didn't. And that's the problem with that. That's a huge problem. It just makes me very sad that child even had to
hear the
experience that hate because it is, even if you don't agree,
because I saw her face, and I'll tell you what, when she said it again and then she said it again, her face didn't crack with oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. She straight up said again.
She did not care.
She didn't care.
She is the true definition her of face, a, I mean, of her a face, racist
right. Her
human.
Face did not crack with ooh, maybe no. I shouldn't be saying this. She did not care.
No.
Okay. Now let me get to this. And we talked about this a while ago, and we were talking about setup and what we were going to do tonight, right? I'm not going to go into what happened to that boy on the football field again, because we've done it. We have our feelings. I think that the family needs to process all that. Public, I think, needs to back off because it's causing issues. Well, they're trying to make it cause issues. So far, it's not working, and that's a good thing as a society. But the woman, I guess, went off and made big time coins.
Mm-hmm. She raised like almost $500,000 on GoFundMe.
Okay, I saw three.
To protect, or maybe it was, I don't know. I don't know the last numbers.
Because I saw it tonight. I just saw she was at 300.
Protect my kids. Or from protect what? My family. Because people were coming after her.
But bro, you said it. Protect them from what? You said it. Own it.
I will protect her child.
Oh yeah.
Right? I will protect anyone's child. Period.
Why isn't CPS there picking up the kid?
Well, because
if you're in danger, move the kid.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So she's gonna be out one day, and she's gonna be caught slipping.
Yeah.
And when she gets beat up,
don't be mad.
That's on her.
And see, you know, you like you were saying earlier, I wouldn't beat a mom in front of her kid that had it coming, but the wrong woman that just doesn't care is going to do it whether your kid's there or not, bro.
Yeah. Oh, she.
She's got. I mean, she's got a live one coming.
She. Oh, yeah, she does, and she probably does need to protect her kids, and the people that gave money to her. Maybe they're racist.
Okay, so I'm trying to. This is my question. I'm gonna present it like this. Okay, hold. Okay. You started a GoFundMe. For what? Hold on. Number one. Number two, if you regretted the word, right? If you regretted the word and you didn't want, and you don't want this whole race thing to go down.
I don't think she regretted it though.
That's where I'm going. You straight up said it, right? You said it. And then you decided to find the same kind of evil, right, to raise money for you for dropping that word versus that boy raising money after murdering that other boy. If that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is. Because straight up, it's on two different sides of the spectrum, but it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
How do you want to be congratulated for saying that one of the worst ones? And you know the other one I hate. And I'll go ahead and tell y'all, my second one, I do not like yellow fever. If I ever heard someone say that, I'm swinging straight up. It's going down because I don't like either one. Both of them are disgusting descriptions of people, relationships, love, whatever. Or the identity of, another person. Straight up. I damn sure enough, I'm not going for, I won't swing on the first time if I hear some white chick drop an N-bomb, right? I won't swing. I'll try to educate you real quick. Exit yourself from the situation before it goes down. I'll give you one shot.
So, rewind. What? This is 9 hours ago from Newsweek.
They said they got it frozen.
$700,000.
Her or the football boy?
No, her.
Her?
Yeah. It was in Rochester.
New York?
Yeah.
Wait, she said that in Rochester, New York?
I think it's Minnesota. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Minnesota.
Okay. Because I'm like, wait a minute, you're talking about as in Rochester? Because you're lucky she's not already dead, hanging on a spike.
Yeah, like, that. Listen, she deserves to get, I don't condone violence to any degree, but if she would have said that to my grandbaby.
Oh, no.
Well, it wouldn't be me that you really have to worry about. It's her mama you would have to worry about. Because she's still young and she ain't got no sense all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't, I mean, I.
700 grand. So is that people saying I condone her saying it, like, straight up?
I don't know. I wouldn't give her any money. No, I would say,
I'm just saying,
you can go send your child to live with somebody who's got some sense, but I ain't giving you shit.
No, but I'm saying, like, what is, okay, hold on, okay. What are we rewarding her exactly for? Because to me, it's a reward. It's no different than the boy on the football field situation.
No. No, it's not. I mean, it. Wait a minute.
Are we condoning dropping it, that? Come on now.
It kind of similarly, they both did the same thing. One was for illegal funds and whatever. And he did something that he shouldn't have done.
But what's she raising the funds for?
But this
GP?
To protect her family. To protect her kids. But the thing is, you could have protected your child.
By not saying it, bro.
Yeah. Like, it. And. So is killing.
You could have simply walked off and said, you know, and been like, you could have said, like,
I just told you what you could have said.
But no, I'm talking about if you wanted to be dirty, right?
Yeah.
You could have said, I'm not doing you.
Or I'm sorry.
I'm not doing you.
Don't even say I'm sorry. But
I'm talking about if you were going to be dirty. You didn't have to drop that.
The problem is, the difference is what happened between Carmelo and
Austin. The football team, yeah.
Those were two kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
The difference is this is an adult woman
mm-hmm.
saying this to a 5-year-old child
mm-hmm.
who doesn't know what hate is yet.
Mm-hmm. Especially because he's autistic. He really doesn't.
Maybe he hasn't experienced that, and now he has. Now you've scarred this child for life.
He's going to think we're all like that.
And so the terrible part of it is again, I'm going to come back to her kid, and I'm going to keep coming, and I'm going to keep coming, and I'm going to keep coming for this kid, for her child.
Yeah.
Because she is teaching that child hate, and hate is a learned behavior.
Now, do we know where the daddy is? Is there a daddy?
I don't know. And, you know, that is probably one reason why I probably wouldn't speak to a family member, and I have before.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I just, hate has no home. With me.
Oh, I know it can't live here either.
Yeah. And so the sad part is that she is teaching that child
But you know how dirty that is if you think about it? You dropped a racial epithet, right? Check this out. You dropped it. Then you went home and were like, oh, go find
me. Feel sorry for me. Yeah.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
You dirty white trash.
But
straight
but
up.
Who are these people that voted?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
and how did she get 700 grand, bro?
I mean, like, I understand, like...
Oh, my God.
I understand wanting to
Are we playing tit for tat? I mean, are we basing this around the same issue with the football boys?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
It's two different things.
I know, but I'm saying, are we playing tit for tat here for fundraising?
I don't know.
For either kind of hate?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That just shows you how America is divided still.
That's why I said, are we playing tit for tat?
Yeah.
Right? About, you dropped this, he stabbed him in the heart, let's see who can raise the most.
Yeah, but the difference is maybe her frontal lobe's not developed. I don't know. But these two kids,
her frontal lobe.
This other situation, those were children. They're still kids. They were not adults.
Yeah,
they were still kids.
And that was
so you have to think.
But I'm saying the correlation, because look how quick they started it after the GoFundMe after he stabbed the boy, right? And then look how fast she did it.
Yeah, but
it happened quicker than I could even catch up.
She's an adult, she's an adult.
I know.
And I mean, I'm all for protecting her child, but if that's the case, you need to know. Here's my thought. Let me finish. I'm all for...
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just shaking my head with, I don't understand the GoFundMe.
Right. I'm all for protecting her child, right? Because I think all children are precious and they deserve to be protected. But she should send that child to live with someone else while she's going through all this danger, because she's the one that put him in this danger. And then I know.
I don't understand what compelled you to think I'm going to go start a GoFundMe, because I'm going to drop it. Oh, by the time I get home, I'm thinking, oh, shit, I've screwed up. Oh, I need a GoFundMe.
Well, when she went viral on the internet, that's when she realized. I mean, he was recording, so she knew better, but maybe this was...
You kept saying it, and he was already recording. You said mm-hmm. it again. Then you kind of leaned in, like, let me make sure you can hear me, and said it again, bro. Mm-hmm. I watched you. Because I saw the short, because I was trying to listen to the whole story, and I was like...
It's disturbing, man.
No, it wasn't the story. Everybody has just got so much banter in their videos lately. Mm-hmm. Get to the story. Shut the fuck up. Tell the story, man. God, stop with the banter. I don't care about your no-brand coffee, bro.
You know, you tell stories like a classic Southern woman. It takes like 45 minutes for your story to come out.
I'm Southern. That's allowed.
You were born in the Midwest, honey. You gotta have that shit pumped in your veins at birth.
Well, you have to realize, you know, because we were here in the South, so it's like I have all of that.
Yeah, but you are a firm definition of an older South Southern lady telling a story, and I think it's hilarious. Every time you tell a story, I crack up because I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm
I just home. Don't care about people's feelings either.
Well, I mean, I don't.
I mean, I barely care about yours. I mean, I love you, but I barely care about your shit.
I know.
Okay. I'm just telling the people how we care about each other.
Well, you know.
You came in my house and was like, I'm going to go in there and hug the crypt keeper in there before I hug you.
Listen, age before beauty, I guess.
Okay, well. I still don't care about your shit.
I was raised to respect others.
She come into the deal. She come into the domicile and be like, I'm going to go hug my best friend first.
Well, that's just because it pisses you off and I love it. It just fuels my fire.
You're a classic old fucking Southern friend.
Mm-hmm. Bless your heart.
Oh! See, nobody else. See, we know there's two different kinds of bless your hearts, and I don't like the one you just gave me. You Appalachian Trail.
At least you said it right.
Because we're from that.
Yeah. I think there are two differences in that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, you know, I was not angry about his family raising money. It didn't bother me. I'm like cool with it. He made a mistake. I know. Reservations about it. I was like, whatever. I would probably do the same thing. And
I didn't have reservations about it until you're acting like your son's a victim and that boy, oh, screw him. He's just dead. No big deal.
Well, I mean, and take.
And then you kicked out the father who's trying to make some peace because everybody's talking about race war.
The reason I didn't have a problem with it is because if the true meaning for that.
Now, when the truth comes out, though, then you're going to be mad.
Well, and that's fine.
And that's what you said. I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it again. Right. That's what you said.
And that's fine.
And I was with you on it.
That per the whatever that. GoFundMe was for legal services. And I am so sorry, but this country, its judicial system is a little, you know, so you have to have a good attorney.
So they don't come after us, we won't say their words.
And they don't play. So yeah. you got to have a good attorney.
Oh, yes.
So you can.
Now we are on the same wavelength on that yeah. one. You and I both know that world.
So I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, why that has to be done.
Yeah.
This, on the other hand, I
almost want to say.
Great thought going ahead and going and getting that put up there. Perfect. But
I almost want to say they should have, you know, the GoFundMe should have taken it down. But that's playing tit for tat because we got mad when the left had people take them down. So I'm not going to say it. But inside of me, I'm like, I really want to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be one of them folks that picks up the phone because and be like, why you didn't. I'm not going to do that. Well, but.
If she hates people of color, she hates you too.
Oh, I know. Oh, I don't doubt it. I know what you're saying. No, I don't doubt it.
Not because you're a trans woman.
Oh, I know.
But because you're Jewish.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
So it's.
I can smell the people that hate me. You know that. I can smell you.
They probably have BO out the wazoo.
No, I can smell. I know how to smell broke people.
Yeah.
Because most people that don't like us are broke.
Well, I mean, again, but it's just another.
It's not my fault. We know how to make money.
It's another generation of hate. That it's unfortunate that this country has so much of, and honestly, until we address that issue,
I don't like the idea of. Because I've never, I can't wrap my head on that, bro. It would be like, okay, check this out. It almost fires me up as much as, it better never happen, but check this out. If someone killed a trans woman and then went and made money off of it, I need to go fund me to protect my life.
Yeah.
It would run me just as hot. I think I'd be out in the street at that point. Because I don't understand having taken the ability, I'm going to try to pop off a race war straight up because I'm on film and I know I'm on film. I went viral. Now I'm going to make money off saying it and see who will support me.
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
I don't like that shit. No. I'm not saying nothing about the people that gave you money, but I question their moral, you know, ambiguities.
Just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, how far are we going to let it go? And don't say, oh, it's free enterprise. Fuck your free enterprise. It's not. You're making money off hate. I'm not for that.
No.
This ain't Arkansas.
No.
The Klan's not down the road, bro.
I mean, they are. They're just hitting a little bit better.
I know. Well, you know, one thing about us, we know where all that lies.
Yeah.
All of it.
I just, it's a sad situation, man. And it's just.
We all have to live with it.
Yeah. Makes me look.
I like that we can share our feelings about it because we know that it's not our place or position to try to, you know, go after it with like torches, you know, and all that other kind of crazy stuff. But damn.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. Damn. Like we just had the other incident happen. Come on, are you not tuned in?
But see, this kind of incident happens every day. It's just not always on.
I know.
You know.
And that's why I agree with the phrase. Racism is on life support, and I don't like the people that are supporting it with life. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it. And I guess we'll never get rid of it, I guess.
I don't know. Hopefully one day we will. I don't know. But until we have to continue to talk about it. We have to continue.
Yeah.
And we as white folk really got to talk about it because, you know, I'm sorry, she made me look bad and I don't take lightly to that.
Let's educate everybody real quick on something. Let me just put this out there. I'll use my words and you know, Alice, you don't have to say shit. But let me talk to, you know, all of our, you know, our black experienced people out there. Every time things like this happen, right? Every time these situations get bloated with intensity and media coverage and everything, and minds start exploding, and all the racism comes out of the woodwork to make a dime with an agenda. Let me just educate you on something real quick. Don't think for a second that all of us are proud of the moments when people pull shit like this, okay? Because we're not, straight up. We don't appreciate it. We don't condone it. We're not interested in them trying to start a race war, no different than Democrats. We're not interested. And so don't continue to fall for it emotionally, where it gets you caught up in the mix, because we don't appreciate it either. That's why a lot of times we don't say anything. And I know y'all don't understand that, but it's a lot of times why we don't say anything, because we know it'll spark something and we don't want that going down. Because nobody's trying to be a part of that. I'll leave y'all with that for today. Alice, come on, girl. Give them the send-off. We got to go over there and do that damn Patreon show. Let's go.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, I am Chronicles.
And this is Alice.
And this is Media Labs.